prologue. The Blue Oasis was something of a landmark on Ventura Boulevard, occupying a whole corner a few blocks west of Laurel Canyon. Opened in the 60s, it was typical of the San Fernando Valley-style motels of that era. A two-story, U-shaped building built around a parking lot. Its only distinguishing feature was a row of fake palm trees and a tacky wooden cutout of a camel standing outside the office. Mitchell "Mitch" Holliday left his Ford Taurus in an alley behind the motel and sneaked around the end building, looking for room 109. He found it without much trouble, got out his camera, and silently approached the door. The louvered blind was down, hiding what was happening inside the dark room. But Mitch could hear enough panting and moaning to know he'd struck pay dirt. Steadying himself, he kicked the door in and quickly took a picture. The flash lit up the darkness, illuminating a fleshy, balding, middle-aged man and a pretty but hard-looking young blonde passionately coupled on the bed. Shocked gasps and profanity chased Mitch from the room. Knowing that he'd just cost local hotshot real estate developer Crosby Heiss a million additional bucks worth of alimony, Mitch hurried back to the alley to call his client, Mrs. Elise Heiss. As he approached his car, a shadowy figure rose up behind it. For a moment, Mitch thought it was one of the many homeless men and women haunting the streets and alleys of North Hollywood. But as he continued walking, he recognized the man's jolly face and dark curly hair, and glimpsed the gun aimed at him. Hurling himself sideways, he heard the loud boom of a shot, followed by the whine of a bullet ricocheting off the front fender near his head. He hit the ground, rolling over and drawing his snub-nosed .38 in the same motion, and looked up just in time to see the man closing in on him between the side of his car and the rear wall of the motel. Mitch swung his gun up and fired twice at his attacker. A large, bulky man in dark blue sweats, he grunted painfully and collapsed in a heap. Jumping up, Mitch carefully approached the body, ready to fire again if it moved. It didn't. Mitch checked the neck pulse to make sure the man was dead. Then, holstering his gun, he unhooked his cell phone from his belt and punched in 911. "Well, Holliday," he told himself, "now you've done it. You have finally done it. You've killed a goddamn cop. Let's see if you can talk yourself out of this one."